Dr. Say Veterinary Office note on patient Pedro Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A, Pedro, P-E-D-R-O, date of birth is 8-19-1960, date of service is 6-10-2024. The patient is 63-year-old Hispanic gentleman, referred to see me by Dr. Amador for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. His past medical history includes the following: 1, diabetes mellitus type 2 for the last 24 years, next hypertension for years, next hyperlipidemia, next benign prostatic hypertrophy, paragraph. Past surgical history is unremarkable, allergies, non-drug allergies, paragraph. Social history: patient is married, has 2 biological kids, and he has 3 stepkids. No smoking, no alcohol use, no drug use. He is a pipe inspector. Family history is unknown. Paragraph review of systems reveals no headache, no chest pain. He does have some occasional cough from allergies. No heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no constipation, no melanoma, no bright red blood rectum. He does have nocturia up to 2 to 3 times at night. He does have no straining upon urination, but he does have weak urinary flow. And denies incomplete bladder emptying, no leg swelling. While the systems are reviewed are negative, immunization received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapies. Paragraph: current medications include aspirin, atorvastatin, Farxiga, glimepiride, irbesartan, sildenafil, and tamsulosin. Paragraph: on physical exam, his vital signs show the following: blood pressure 139/75, heart rate 79, temperature 97.9, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. He weighs 192 pounds. His BMI is 29.19. Paragraph: HNT, pupils are reactive to light and accommodation, injected in conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, no cervical inferenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, most organ mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Paragraph: neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal as well as 2, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs, are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistant abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guardian rebound or rigidity, extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam is non-focal. Investigation show the following: total cholesterol 188, HDL 51, triglycerides 143, LDL 111, fasting sugar 70, BUN 41, creatinine 2.19, estimated GFR 33 milliliter per minute, sodium 140, potassium 4.3, chloride, total CO2 is 20, calcium 9.2, albumin is 4.4, AST 16, ALT 14, hemoglobin A1C 8.1, TSH 1.7, white count 7.6, hemoglobin 12.6, platelet count 295, urinalysis shows 1 plus proteins, PSA 1.71, RPR non-reactive, vitamin D level 25 hydroxy is 28 nanogram per milliliter. Period. Paragraph: assessment and plan. 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3B. He has 2 risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension. Rule out obstructive uropathy. We are going to do a renal workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. Avoid nephrotoxic agents. Period. Paragraph: next diagnosis. Diabetes mellitus type 2 out of control. Deferred management to Dr. Amador. Next, hyperlipidemia, controlled on current statin therapy. Next, severe vitamin D deficiency. We're going to start him on vitamin D3 and K2 supplementation. Next, anemia of chronic kidney disease. We're going to assess his iron stores. No need for ESA injections at this time. Period. Paragraph. We'll start him on renal vitamins as well. Period. Next diagnosis, hypertension, control on current regimen to continue, period. Paragraph. Next, BPH, continue tamsulosin, period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Amador, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see him back in around 2 to 3 weeks for further recommendations. I'll keep you updated on his progress and report. Thanks. CC, Dr. Amador.